that what we do in remembering memory is really about people, about all of you. And home is not simply about where you find yourself. Home is about whom you find yourself among. Again, as the ancient Israelites learned time and again, it is memory that truly makes family like this one here today. So as we begin our service, as we do every week, we're going to have four scripture readings this morning. We'll have our usual psalm, our Old Testament passage, a New Testament passage, and later in the service, a gospel passage as well.
Today, Pete, you need to mute yourself.
Each of those scripture readings is going to come from our ministry themes, the banners that we hang on our walls here, ministry themes from over the years. So to begin, we're going to start with Psalm 27. This is from our 2020 banner. And as we do, I'd like to invite you to join with me as I read and pray these words aloud. I'll read those regular print lines, and I'll invite all of you to say back in response the indented bold lines as we pray this Psalm 27, 1 through 4, and verse 8. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. One thing I asked of the Lord, to live in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Come, my heart says, seek God's face. Amen. Each week, we like to have an image as our artwork for the day. It serves us throughout the service. And today, our artwork is a picture of an East County joy bus from 1975. For those who have been here a minute or two, you may recall a few of the faces in that photo. Anybody recognize the woman in the white sleeveless shirt towards the middle of the bus there? That is Marty Leffler. Marty, raise your hand. Marty and Keith's daughter, Michelle, is the little girl in the front on the right. Can you see her there? The photo also includes, and again, these will be names some of you will remember, some of you will not, but they are part of who we are and how we are today. This photo also includes Marion Pearsall, whom we'll hear from later in our service, and her children, Eunice and Carrie Roberts, Jim Ferris, Keith Ferris is there in the picture, and Carolyn Ferris. These are names worth remembering, whether we knew them personally or not. These are the people of our story. We sit around tables and we remember what God did through them and continues to do through us. Some of you may know that when East County first began, the goal was to minister to children in East Multnomah County. So along with a daycare program that early congregation had, the joy buses were another way for us to reach out to our community. Here's a memory Brian Ferris has. At 15, I was the youngest joy bus captain in the Portland area. He said we ran every Sunday and every Wednesday night. It took a whole crew of college students and adults to keep those three East County joy buses running. One of Brian's memories of those buses is that an art professor at Columbia painted a mural on the inside top on the ceiling. It was an image of David and Goliath with a stone in mid-flight on that bus. The meekness of a child overcoming the powers that be. Marty recalls a song they used to sing on the bus with those kids, and it was appropriately titled Joy. Do y'all remember that song by chance? J, Jesus first. O, others second. Y, yourself last. The kids that rode that bus, she remembers, loved the program, and many of East County's own young people rode the bus as well to keep those kids entertained as they traveled through the neighborhood. Marty says of this picture, we got this picture from Marty, who got it from her daughter. Marty says, it's not great art, but it's certainly great memories. Indeed. Like the picture itself, we have our own scratches and imperfections here at East County that we've picked up over the years. And some of the clothes that we wear today, the things that we do, may at times get a bit outdated. But like the people in this picture, we're a family. We are a fellowship. We are an entire bus full of human beings pursuing and inviting our neighbors to pursue along with us joy and hope and the welcoming grace of God. So today, let us praise through remembering. We'll be reading some scripture today. We'll be singing some songs. We will, of course, be sharing some stories. And all the while, we'll be giving thanks for all that God has done and all that God continues to do among us here at East County. So once again, welcome into our 50th anniversary service this morning. Thank you for being with us. May you feel that you belong here, and may God be praised in what we do. We'll begin our worship service this morning in song, and I invite the worship team to come on up.
My name is Shannon Heaps. I'm a newbie. I've been here 10 years. Hard to believe, but true. I quickly learned when I came to East County, there's three types of East County people. One, you're either related to someone who goes to East County. You went to school or was taught by somebody at East County. And then there was everybody else. I'm in the everybody else. Well, yeah, I'm one of the two people in the everybody else category. But by the way, the nursery is open downstairs. My wife is down there. So if you want to take advantage of that, Valerie is down there ready to receive you. Our songs this morning are meant to kind of span over the last 50 years. So in your head, you're probably picturing Sacred Selections as we sing a Holy, Holy, Holy. And I know we're not in the regular thing, but if you want to stand, take any posture you want to take while we sing these songs. So if I say, let's be standing, and you're like, I'd rather sit, that's fine too, okay? No judgment, but let's be, if it's convenient, let's stand for our first song. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee.
Holy, holy.
please.
Good morning. My name's Rebecca Ewing. If you don't know me, I have not been around for 50 years, but I've been around for 30 and a half. And I think probably half of the people in this room remember that day. So thank you for being here, if you do or if you don't remember that. Isaiah 58, 6 through 8, and verse 11. Is this not the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see them naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. The word of the Lord.
Hey, East County, it's Ben and Kim Langford. Wow, 50 years. We can't tell you how blessed we feel to be a part of the East County family, that you guys sent us to Uganda. We got to go as East County Church of Christ to serve and walk alongside people in Uganda. You guys were with us and supported us. We can't tell you how much we appreciate that, and how much you mean to us. East County was the first place that Kim and I, when we were married, we attended. You guys will always be a part of us, and even though we're not there, we will always be a part of you. We love you, and we celebrate with you. We miss you, and we'll always be a part of the body of Christ in East County. Love you guys.
Love you. Miss you.
Good morning. This is Marian Pearsall in Abilene, Texas, sitting out on my patio and talking to you about the beginnings of the East County Church. I will tell you from the beginning that this is probably the closest to the first century type of church that we've ever attended then or now. And it was really quite an interesting and great time in our lives. Both of our boys are born there in Portland, and so we have a great fondness for that area. We, when we first started, we were meeting house to house, and I remember distinctly teaching Sunday school class in the Bristol's house, and in the master bedroom. It was a great lot of fun, sitting on the bed, and a little bit of bouncing went on, but it was a lot of fun, and it was very, very friendly type of thing. We also ate lunch there together many times. We had potlucks. We also had a wedding that was done in their front yard, and Paul did the wedding. It was my brother Ken and his wife Michelle, who met at Columbia Christian. From that place, we bought that property that you're in right now. I taught kindergarten in the basement of the house that's next door there. Had Michael Leffer in my first kindergarten class there. Paul and I both really have been back several times, and we cherish all the times that we've had there. Paul's going to do a little bit of talking about how everything first began, but I will tell you that we recently heard from Mac Lynn after Marty died. We sent him a notice, and we see his son here at Avalon Christian all the time, but he's told us, he said, I will tell you that that was the happiest time of our life. And I hope for you, all of you that are there now, it will be the happiest time of your life. Wish we could be with you. If we'd have known ahead of time, we would have tried to make a plan to do that. But God bless, and have a great, great reunion. Bye-bye.
Hi, East County. Happy 50th anniversary. We're so sad we can't be there with you to celebrate, but we wanted to send a little video just to let you all know that we're thinking of you. We love you. Thank you so much for being a place for us where we can come home and recharge, feel connected. It's our home away from home. We love you so much and can't wait to see you all again soon.
Happy anniversary.
Because we're supposed to be without. Oh, that's my birthday.
Happy anniversary, County. My name is Ryan Rhodes, although many of you knew me by my nickname, Indy. My family and I were blessed to worship with you all from the mid to the late 1980s. And on behalf of the four of us, I would like to read this letter from us to all of you. Greetings to our dear friends. Many years have passed since Dan chaired the religion department at Columbia Christian College, and we worship with you at East County Church of Christ. The 5 years we were in Oregon remained very meaningful for the four of us. Fond friendships developed through both sad happenings and happy times spent with you. What wonderful young men and women attended the college and the church. So many parents and children filled the chairs at East County, enjoying the classes, picnics, potlucks, parks, and camps together. Life groups added a dimension of closeness that remains in our hearts to this day. Sadly, those years also included the deaths of dear friends, such as Carolyn Ferris and Gerald Bristol, and not long thereafter, others, including Tana Way and June Brenningford. Through the last 30 years, we have been blessed by a continuing relationship with many of you. Here in the Sonoran Desert of Tucson, Arizona, our family has enjoyed visits from Keith and Lynn Ferris, Keith and Marty Leffler, June Brenninger, and Richard McCoy. We have always loved hearing of the many changes you, like we, are experiencing. May this anniversary celebration enrich all our lives with memories of the past, enjoyment of the present, and hope for the future. One of our favorite scriptures encapsulates the whole of the message of God and the grand and glorious blessing that we wish for East County. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Shalom, our friends, from Dan, Margie, Danielle, and Indy Rhodes.
I think I just I faked them out there. I think we were going to start singing. Sorry. These are the days of Elijah,
declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as fresh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white in your wealth. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. And the trumpet calls, and lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. And the trumpet calls, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. So lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, on the basis of God's mercy, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, pursue hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. The word of the Lord.
Greetings to the East County Church and congratulations on reaching this milestone. I remember the first meetings that we had. Most of those were at Mac Lynn's house and really combined members from Central Church of Christ and Eastside Church of Christ. And we were very interested in having a new work out in the Gresham area and East County area. In our first meetings, we thought in terms of meeting in a house, and that's exactly what we did. We began with our meetings at the Bristols. Wasn't long before our meetings, which consisted of a Bible class and having a worship service together, and then always a meal together as well. Appealed to everyone, and the church grew very, very quickly. Within a short period of time, we purchased the house on Stark Street, and it was not long before the living room that we met in was overflowing into the hallways and so on. And so it was time to do something else, and we built a fairly small building in the back that we could have worship service in. Again, it wasn't long before we outgrew that and built an addition. I remember specifically the need after we had outgrown both of those things that we needed a larger facility. And so we prayed about it and began to think about it and plan for it. And a piece of property very close to us on the corner, on the corner of Stark and the location where we're at now came available. And I was working real estate at the moment and So I was able to put together a purchase, even though we were in a bidding with a tavern, but the tavern ran into problems in its location. And so we were able to get the property, and then we built the building that you're in now. We, of course, had a wonderful time with those early years with the East County Church. We, of course, both of our boys were baptized in that new building. We taught class there. I led singing there. I even preached there a few times. You can see that we were hard up at times for a preacher, and that fell to me. But we felt very blessed to be a part of that. I know that all of you do. God bless you, and have a wonderful occasion. Thank you. Greetings to
when I think about East County, I think about the people. For a time, we left East County, but we came back because we couldn't be away from the people any longer. East County people are very supportive of each other, especially in time of need. I also think about the great memories we have had over the years, Christmas parties, sweetheart banquets, talent shows, retreats, church picnics, and all the mini campouts.
When I think about East County, I again think about the people. It's so awesome to be able to support each other and learn about each other's lives. And even though we all come from different walks of life, we have something to share. And it's great to be able to talk and learn about that. It's a wonderful place to be able to support one another. And we've done some wonderful things over the years supporting each other, but also the homelessness that has occurred, and also just those that have less than us. And we are just so blessed. And as a community, we've always reached out and helped groups like that. And that's always been a wonderful blessing. Our kids, all three of our kids have grown up at East County, and they always reflect back on the wonderful, great memories that they have with youth group, and the campouts always came up, but that was always such a special thing for them. And I just appreciate, I appreciate a safe place to be able to come, and that's at East County with those that I love and I know will support me in anything, and I want to be able to support each other too. East County's the best.
Howdy, East County. I miss y'all greatly. Because even though I was already 30 when I came to you, East County will always be home to me. Because that's what you do. You give homes to folks like me. And I hope I make it back to Oregon sooner than later. But in the meantime, rest assured that Colorado's treating me pretty well. Bye.
It may have been the same here, but we used to actually announce song numbers, you know, before we sang. And this was inside front cover. The only other one I remember is song 444, and that was Sing to Meet of Heaven. It's the only one other than inside back cover. All right. 728B, Our God, He is Alive. All right.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Good morning. My name is Amy Fennell, and I started attending East County in 1997. As a sophomore at Cascade College. And Drew got me. This place has been home, and it's created a home. So welcome home, those of you that have been away. And welcome home to those that of you that have stayed. This is our gospel reading today. And so please stand or take whatever posture works best for you for the reading of the gospel. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. And whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" The word of the Lord.
Good morning. Dan Coburn, East County class of 1972. East County, 50 years of journeying together in grace. Like any epic tale, East County's story includes a cast of thousands. While this day's telling does not allow time to picture or mention every character, please know that we believe God has always faithfully sent those who were needed, and all have played a role in making East County what it is today. So join me as we open the book on the life of East County Church of Christ. And the kingdom of God has come near. In the fall of 1972, several families with connections to Columbia Christian College began planning a church community a bit farther out in East Multnomah County. They settled on the name Christ Church, which reflected the group's independent nature still alive today. The founding members included Gerald and Clara Bristol, Mac and Marty Lynn, Keith and Carolyn Ferris, the last original members to still attend, Keith and Marty Leffler. Other charter members included Paul and Marion Pearsall, Sam and Nadine Stevens, and Dudley and Blanche Collins. In December of 1972, the group began meeting in Gerald and Clara's home. A few months after the initial meeting, the group decided to change the name to East County Church of Christ to retain a cooperative spirit with other area churches of Christ. After one Sunday with 104 people sitting nose to nose in the Bristol's living room, it became clear that the church would require another space to grow. On January 14th, 1973, East County began meeting in a house on Southeast Stark Street in Gresham. The house came to be known as Building A, later to be called the White House, and finally renamed the Lighthouse in 1998 by our son-led campus ministry. When the reconfigured living room of Building A grew too small for even two services, Building B, or what we now call the Tree of Knowledge, TOK, was constructed. Building B's auditorium faced west, with the baptistry built into the countertop of the kitchen. On the Sunday that we first celebrated a baptism in Building B, excitement filled the air as water filled the baptistry. Keep in mind that no one had actually tested the arrangement. This was the first baptism and a trial run. While no one seems to recall exactly who was dunked that day or who did the dunking, some do remember that after the confession and as the person was immersed, several members sitting on the front row received a cleansing for any sins their feet may have committed. The next baptism was performed at a much shallower depth. Chapter 2, we have this treasure in jars of clay. Yet again, East County was outgrowing its spaces. The property owned at the time did not include the west parking lot or our current auditorium. While contemplating where to grow, Paul Pearsall became aware that the property next to Building B was up for sale. They were asking $85,000, but East County could only afford to offer $65,000. The church was shocked when the offer was accepted. 2 weeks later, a buyer with much deeper pockets became interested in the property. If he had put down a prior offer just days before, it would have driven the cost well past any amount East County could have offered. Building C, where we sit today, was completed in 1977. During those years, East County grew into a vibrant community. At the same time, theological and ministry differences began emerging within the group. Two distinct visions of what it meant to be this church developed and eventually resulted in an unfortunate and painful separation. One group remained the East County Church of Christ, while another group left to become the Metro Church of Christ. While this was clearly the darkest point in the East County story, it was also the first of several defining moments that forced the church to envision who they would be and not be. Today, both churches continue to worship God and serve the Gresham community. Chapter 3, Seek First God's Kingdom. For as long as East County has existed, children have been a ministry focus. Soon after the church began meeting in the lighthouse, a preschool and kindergarten were established. Marion Pearsall, Carolyn Ferris, and Pat Venter were some of the first teachers. When Building B was built, the Tree of Knowledge Preschool continued the ministry and has served East County Multnomah County children and their families now for almost 50 years. Countless East County members and other area Christians have served as TOK teachers, assistants, custodians, and board members. TOK also has a long tradition of dedicated directors. Some of the earliest directors were Kathy Collins, Carolyn Metcalf, Debbie Curtis, who served faithfully for 18 years. More recently, the preschool has been fortunate to have the following as directors: Kay Smith, Shelley Nielsen, Gayla Collins, Shelley Heaps, Jennifer Wilson, and currently, Rachel Schultz. While TOK served as one of East County's main community ministries, a number of children's programs began within the church, acknowledging the importance of children as an integral part of our faith community. The focus of children was strongly supported by the members, yet these ministries demanded the need for someone with vision and skills to oversee and advocate for children in a fuller way. Yes, that's me as Jesus. Fortunately, our own Shelley Nielsen was a perfect fit to be ordained as our first children's minister. Thanks to Shelley's leading and the involvement of the congregation, a variety of ministries flourished. A few are prayer partners, Bible Olympics, Awesome August Adventures, Promotion Sunday, Baby Dedications, and Kicks. Chapter 4. Where I am, there will my servant be also. Shelley was one in a long list of East County ministers. East County's first full-time minister was Norm Weir. In 1985, Tom Douglas came to serve, followed in 1988 by Mel Schulman. In the early years, the church was blessed with numerous gifted preachers. These men were not salaried or used every Sunday. This team became known as pop-up preachers. Most of the church was never quite sure who would be speaking on any given Sunday. Among those were Ron Stump, John York, Don Kinder, and Dan Rhodes. Also in that group, but not pictured, were Rudy Morrow, Pat Graham, Gerald Binther, Mike Armour, Russ Dedry, and Bill Patterson. In December of 1989, founding father Gerald Bristol passed away. Just 2 weeks later, Carolyn Ferris lost her battle with cancer. The church was emotionally devastated and found themselves in a void with no elders as well. Beginning with the departure of Mel Shulman as our preacher, this became another defining moment for East County. In a Sunday afternoon congregational meeting, the decision was made to form a committee of seven men. It seemed good to the church and the Holy Spirit that Don Boderman, Bruce Brown, Keith Ferris, Roger Curtis, Lonnie Brenninger, Keith Leffler, and Dan Coburn make up the first leadership group, which continues to this day as the ministry servant group. In 1990, the congregation decided it was time to hire again a full-time preaching minister. The leadership group pursued a young associate minister from Arlington, Texas, Mark Love, to serve. While we knew we were getting a talented young preacher, I don't believe anyone could have predicted the ways Mark would lead East County and help form the vision of who we were. From 1991 to 2001, Mark, Nancy, and Josh helped us heal, learn to accept and live into God's grace, and journey in that grace beyond ourselves. Mark's arrival initiated a growing focus on ministry as well. First, Richard Maddow served as a ministry intern. In 1993, East County hired its first full-time youth minister, Bill Hunt. Bill brought with him knowledge and commitment to fostering spiritual formation. This has made a lasting impact on youth and adults as well. We're very pleased that Bill and Julie remain East County members to this day and continue to be in relationship with many of the youth that they served. When Bill took a position at Cascade in 1999, Bill took a position at Cascade College. Ben Reese was hired to serve as an interim youth minister. After a search process and much discussion, it seemed that God's Spirit was leading the church to hire Ben as our youth minister full-time. Ben brought energy, passion, and of course, his sense of humor to the continuing gospel formation of our youth. Ben, Jen, and their family will forever be a part of East County's family. With growing ministries came the need for another ministry staff member. In 2001, John and Stephanie Ellison moved to Gresham, where John became our first associate minister. Focusing on assisting ministers, elders, and the ministry servant group, John blessed the church with his heart for those in need, his organizational skills, and his encouragement to East County members to minister in their everyday lives. In 2001, East County bid a sad farewell to the Loves as Mark took a position at ACU in Abilene, Texas. In 2002, our minister search committee recommended we hire Lewis Robinson, who was preaching in San Diego at the time. Lewis brought spiritual and ministerial continuity to our church. For over 18 years, Lewis and Alpha blessed East County with preaching and teaching and a call to connect the gospel to our lives, both inside and outside this church. It's really impossible to measure the impact the Robinsons had and continue to have on East County. In 2005, Robbie and Lindsay Wells became part of the East County family to carry on the youth ministry begun by Bill and Ben. Robbie cultivated youth groups known for their love for each other and desire to serve in the name of Christ. The summer mission trips to Tuba City, Arizona were life-changing for both the youth and adult chaperones as well. In 2009, John, Stephanie, Eli, and Evan Ellison moved to Missouri, where John completed his Bachelor of Science in Nursing and worked as an RN, and then completed his Master's of Science in Nursing. Like the Hunts, we're so grateful that the Ellison family has found their way back to Oregon and East County. With the associate minister position vacated, Rob took on more responsibility, working with the ministry servant group and leading the congregation in spiritual development. In 2017, the Wells felt it was time to return to family in Texas and for Rob to move into hospital chaplaincy. As always, when one of our community move on, the Wells' last Sunday at East County was both beautiful and emotional. One of Rob's former youth group members, Tyler Sirachman, was quickly hired as an interim youth minister. Tyler brought a familiar East County spirit and a remarkably developed theology formed after several years of working on mission trips with Rob. For the past 3 years, Tyler has blessed the church, working with the youth, and in so many other ways, engaging with the broader congregation. In 2017, Lewis began having conversations with the shepherds and MSG about his transition from working full-time with East County and his eventual retirement. But who would fill this important ministry position? For 20 years, East County was blessed with Kevin and Lisa Reed as East County members. We watched as their family grew from Parker to Camden, then Sophia, and finally Cohen. For years, Kevin generously taught Sunday morning classes. He was a gifted preacher as well and filled in at times. As Lou made his transition to chaplaincy, it became apparent that Kevin was the most natural fit for the role of preaching minister. After several discussions, a plan was developed to have Lou and Kevin share the position for 3 years until Lou completed his program and found employment in chaplaincy. The congregation responded with overwhelming support, both relationally and financially. In 2020, Lou found employment at Mary's Woods Senior Living, and since has recently agreed to serve as an East County shepherd. Today, Kevin continues to use his multitude of gifts to lead the church in the East County spirit. Over the years, supporting and working alongside our ministry staff, there have been many talented church secretaries and administrative assistants. Among them were Lori Tucker, Karen Shoemaker, Rhonda Bordein, Jenny Bjorm, Linda Ferris, John Wolfgang, and currently Carolyn Metcalf. Also very important were our voluntary bookkeepers, who include Joel Glenn, Keith Leffler, Roger Curtis, Harry Walker, Jeff Shoemaker, Kelly Dethridge, and for the last 19 years, Karen Ewing. The summer of 2016 was another defining moment for East County. A discussion of women's roles in worship and leadership at East County began more than 25 years ago. Through the years, women began playing significant roles in more and more ways, both in ministry and in worship. It wasn't until 2014 that women's names were considered during the shepherd selection process. In June of 2016, Linda Ferris and Wendy Wolfgang, along with Brian Ferris and Mark Clark, were overwhelmingly confirmed and were ordained as shepherds. Recently, Carolyn Metcalf, along with their husband Chris and Lewis Robinson, were ordained to join the current shepherd team. East County has been so blessed over the years by a long list of dedicated shepherds. We appreciate so much the following men and women, as well as their spouses and families who supported them. I would like to read this list of names. Gerald Bristol, Dudley Collins, Bruce Brown, Sam Stevens, Joel Glenn, Don Nielsen, Keith Ferris, Merrill Allen, Bob Sanders, Lonnie Brenninger, Gary Tandy, Dan Coburn, John Wolfgang, Roger Curtis, Pete Wilson, Alan Evans, Kevin Sipple, Mark Clark, Jeff Dethridge, Wendy Wolfgang, Linda Ferris, Brian Ferris, Carolyn Metcalf, Chris Metcalf, and Lewis Robinson. Chapter 5, Resolve to Know Christ. While East County has been blessed with so many joys, like any family, our community has journeyed through dark times of loss as well. The memory of so many dear friends serves today to bring our minds back to those who have left this life, but were such an important part of our faith community. While you may not recognize all of these names, know that each in their own way were an important character in the East County story. I'd like to read the following names. Fay Head, Gerald and Clara Bristol, Carolyn Ferris, Joyce Brown, Tana Way, Forrest and Beth Moyer, Nan Walker, Robert and Jean McCoy, Onita Swindle, Nadine Jones, Dorothy Salzma, Russ Caldwell, Ron Stump, that's not Ron Stump, that is Gilbert McCleskey, Adam Langford, Scott Montgomery, Cindy Wilson, June Brenninger, Lonnie Brenninger, Cammie Ellens, Leland Howell, Harris Bateman, Connie Reed, Greg Shoemaker, Daryl Skinner, Gordon Clovis, Debbie Hamlin, Helen Arp, Bill Free, Bill and Mary Patterson. Also not pictured, Wes Flowers, Joel Glanton, Dudley Collins, Dr. Randy Dawson, Dora Gibson, Jill Stark, Sarah Mitchell, Scott Weikert, Vicki Wiltburn, and Julie Long. The loss of Ron Stump is significant because he and Kay embarked on East County's earliest supported mission. Ron, Kay, and their sons joined a mission effort in Salmon Arm, Canada, from 1976 through 85. In the same way, Adam Langford's passing was profound because he was so loved, but also he represented East County missions. Along with his brother Ben and sister-in-law Kim, these missionaries were not just supported by East County, they were East County on the ground in Uganda. Our connection to Uganda began because of East County members Brent and Heather Abney. This connection has taken some of us literally to Uganda and has literally brought some of Uganda to us. Other supported missions include those participated in by Don Kinder, Mona Knox, Glenn Looper, Lisa Alexander, and Jesse and Debbie Perry. What a blessing for East County to realize missions through these members. Chapter 6, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. East County has always been more than a place together for worship on Sunday. Our lives of worship are lived out in the many acts of ministry, service together, and celebration of the good God has provided in this life. This last group of pictures reminds us of just a few of the ministries and activities over the years. Enjoy these pictures. Some of those things are Awesome August Adventures, Thanksgiving Baskets, Stewardship Sundays, Campouts, Hood to Coast Teams, Fall Carnivals, Christmas Parties, Christmas Specials, Valentine's Banquets, Church Picnics, Concerts, Friday Franny Food Bags, of course our retreat, so many good memories. Epilogue, to know as we aren't known. East County struggled and grew through two other difficult times. In early 2004, the pipes burst in the East County auditorium and made the building uninhabitable. For about 4 months, East County met in the music building at Cascade College. And of course, the history of East County would not be complete without remembering the significant role of Columbia Christian College and schools and Cascade College. Over the years, those schools were strongly connected to East County. many college students, including myself and a girl named Linda Denson, began attending East County from its earliest years. Columbia Cascade provided so many teachers, preachers, and dedicated members, several of who still attend East County to this day. More recently, in the early 2020, the COVID outbreak put on East County demands never before experienced. Thanks to the dedicated staff of Kevin Reed, Tyler Sirachman, Carolyn and Chris Metcalf, and Karen Ewing, East County stayed connected. Through Zoom church and personal contact through varied media, the congregation continued to minister to each other through this difficult time. I hope these pictures bring back many fond memories and nostalgic feelings. And if you're newer here, I hope a better understanding of the history behind the East County Church of Christ. In a very real sense, we will always be, in part, the East County of 1972, 82, 92, 2002, 2012, and now 2022. Year after year and day by day, East County has been blessed with a shared spirit of love and welcome, as well as sacrifice and commitment. We are especially grateful for the many, many who have not been named today, but have faithfully given themselves and their time, talent, and their treasure to this community of faith. We each carry with us the imprint of every East County member who has chosen to be part of this community, and every minute spent in worship and ministry and our shared life. And now, the rest of the story remains unwritten. Returning from our church retreat 2 weeks ago, there was a strong sense of hope for the future of East County. With God's blessings of strength and guidance, we will continue to write the next chapter of East County's journey together in grace. Would you read this passage with me? I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
How about we stretch?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.
Please. Good morning. It's been so rich already. Now is the time where we say our prayer of confession together. When we get to it, I'll read the regular printed lines and you respond in the bolds. In solidarity with one another and in the world around us, let us come before God in humility and confession, remembering Jesus' promise of reconciliation and grace. Have mercy upon us, most merciful God. Forgive us our sins. We confess our failures to live up to our highest ideals, our complicity and the struggles of this world. Through actions of our own,
those completed on our behalf,
sins known and unknown, uphold us by your Spirit, we pray,
that we may live, serve you in newness of life,
to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sin through the grace of Jesus Christ and strengthen us in all goodness. By the power of the Holy Spirit, lead us in fullness of life. This time we'll pray for our world, the nation, our city, our congregation, and our parish. When we get to the parish prayers, I'll invite you to do two things. First, I'll invite you to lift up the names of those in your parish. And then later, I'll invite you to lift up the names of those who are no longer with us.
those who have died, but maybe also those who've moved away. But I'll cue you in. So let us pray. God, for our world, we pray for you to loosen the bonds of injustice and let the oppressed go free. And we pray that your light break forth in this world like dawn, and that healing for this world springs quickly. God, for the nation we find ourselves in, we pray that you cover the naked and fill the stomachs of the hungry. And God, we pray that your light break forth like dawn, and that healing in this nation springs quickly. God, for our cities here in the Pacific Northwest, we pray for homes for the homeless. We pray that your light break forth in our cities like dawn, and that healing in our cities springs quickly. And God, for our church here at East County, we pray for renewed hearts and minds to discern your living will among us. And we pray, God, that your light break forth among us like dawn, and that healing springs quickly. This time, I invite you to lift up your names in prayer of those who are in your parish. Jonathan Boland, Marshawn Edwards. And at this time, I invite you to lift up the names of those who have left us, those who have passed on. As we close, I invite you to join me in saying, God of love, hear our prayer. God, we pray, God of love, hear our prayer. Amen. Thank you.
Greetings, East County family, from all the way down in Chico, California. So sorry, it's just me in the video today, and you don't get the cuter, more entertaining, more lively rest of the Bristow Bunch that you deserve in the video here. Just wanted to give you guys a quick shout out and all of the love for the 50th anniversary celebration. How exciting, how fun. I hate that we can't be there to absorb all of that with you. I'm sure, knowing all of you, that you're going to have a good time. But know that we miss you, we love you, and so excited for this celebration time. In thinking about so many, obviously so many different things about East County, things that have just touched me deeply, sit with me deeply. One of the things that I was thinking about, though, that to me just embodies the East County spirit while we were there with you, one of the books that I read in my graduate program was Miroslav Volf's Exclusion and Embrace. And it just got me thinking as I pondered, what would I say about East County? this idea of exclusion and embrace. And for me, out of any community that I've been a part of anywhere, East County just embodies the spirit of embrace, of inclusion, of being curious, asking questions, desiring to know people's story. And it's in that way, it's just this special safe haven. You know, so many communities are defined by that sense of exclusion. What are we not? What are we against? Who's out? Kind of thing. And I just have always found about East County this different spirit, this place of welcome, of question, of longing, learning, understanding one another. And that to me is just the reason that East County continues to be home for me, my spiritual home, the place that I long to be. And so continue that and may that spirit continue to embody who East County is, who it has been. Not perfectly, of course. I mean, it's always with work, but that ideal and thing that East County strives for in that way, I hope that that continues to make an incredible journey for the next 50 years. And hopefully somehow, some way, we'll get to be a part of that and be back in proximity for some of that. Much love to you, and have a great time celebrating. And we hope to see you all sooner than later. Much love. Peace.
Happy anniversary! We wish we could be there to celebrate with all of you, but we love you, and we just have so many great memories of our time at East County. We were just 21, about to have Emma when we started at East County, and yeah, you guys have just helped shape who we are, and love you all.
We have tried to do this in one take, and this is the fourth. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time Jen was talking, I noticed this little hair right here. Oh, it's a feather. It's a feather. And it's turned awkward every time. But we're going to keep this one. I wish we were there in person. Love you. Desperately grateful for the ways you have formed us. The ways that you have loved our kiddos. They are really good, remarkable, beautiful people. And part of that is because of you all. So blessings to you. Happy anniversary to all of us. 50 years. I can't believe we've made it this far. I don't know. What do we get each other for 50th anniversary? No one knows.
Someone knows.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm London Way. For any visitors who may not know me, my parents brought me to East County as a teen, maybe 13. I got the bright idea to climb the water tower next door back when it was painted utility green. And I remember seeing the Mount Hood Hospital complex under construction from the top before a county sheriff came and ruined the fun. Now they have a razor wire fence next door. Fast forward to 1978, when a girl named Tana Nation came to Columbia Christian College for her MRS degree. There was an ice storm that winter, which shut down the dorm. So she got to stay with the Collins when East County hosted students in their homes. And long story short, we got married and remembered their hospitality, becoming part of the family 42 years ago. This family helped me weather the loss of my wife and father 14 years later. In 1995, this family also brought Cheryl and me together, along with our kids. How many of you remember our wedding reception? And now we are celebrating our 27th anniversary this weekend. When I think of pop-up preachers, baby showers, Bible Olympics, near-death experiences, Halloween costumes and games, children calling me Jesus for 6 months after awesome August adventures, incredible singing and potlucks, poker, retreats, beer nights and whiskey church, poetry group, but most of all, love. I am filled with gratitude. Congratulations, East County.
Hello, East County. Happy 50th birthday. We are grateful that we got to be a part of your community, still are a part of your community and your ongoing story. And just wanted to say hello from the wilderness and let you know that you're always with us and we know we're always with you.
Always. We love all of you.
We love the church. We love everyone.
All right. Happy birthday. Bye.
Love you all. She's so little, I don't even think she remembers us, but she knows, doesn't she? Just she knows. So I'll just start crying for no reason. Something that Dan sent me had the question, what is God doing here? And I don't know, did you say that in any of, well, something you sent me said that, or at least maybe I dreamt it, but that was part of the script, I thought, what is God doing here? I thought of that. First of all, I'm Alpha Robinson. I am the wife of not a pop-up preacher. I think that's pretty funny, but a minister that preached for 18 years. Here. We followed the loves, which was a hard act to follow, as you all know. But I knew about you before that because I met June Brinegar at a real pivotal time in my life. And so she was brought you to life for me. I heard of you then. And then I continue to hear of you when the Wilsons, Pete and Gail, and their group came here. That included Cindy and Brett Wilson and Debbie and Clay. And I can't even remember all of them that we had known for years, actually. So we knew about you and of you and your faith and your work here long before we came. In fact, I think I visited once bringing Jen here for college. I was able to visit. Mark preached on the Sunday night back in those days. Those days we're glad to be done with, right? And as we reflect on the history of East County, I was thinking about what is God doing here? And I wanted to narrow that down to the table. What is God doing here at the table? And my understanding of the Lord's Supper has also been evolving over 50 plus years as well. Along with you, I started my journey when I was probably about 13, but it was in Santa Clara, California, wasn't here. And the Lord's Supper meant a time of reflection, a time of remembering, just like we're doing today, remembering. And it was a time that was between me and God. I would either pray, keep my eyes closed and pray, or I would read scriptures that were specifically about the Lord's Supper. And I remember my children, it was important to me that they knew that this is my time to reflect and
We were almost eerily quiet during that time, weren't we? It took the song before the sermon to kind of break that almost trance that we all went into. And I don't believe that was a negative thing, but I don't think it was complete. So I was blessed to marry someone who was going to be a CPA. Is that what it was? Is that what you were going to be? An accountant? Too long ago. He was going to college to be an accountant. He likes numbers and finance stuff. You didn't know that. He did anyway. And so I didn't think I was going to have a preacher husband, but I do. And I did. And he taught me. I remember the sermon that he taught about. Why am I going to cry? It's so silly. That he taught about how communion is community. And it's not just about me and God. It's about us and me and God. And that was my first time of really thinking that instead of closing my eyes and going into myself with God, he and I together, that I began, instead of closing my eyes, looking around. And I'd look at everyone around me, and I would pray for you or pray for those that I was with at the time. I also remember thinking it was exclusive. Though we didn't have closed communion, we did. My children weren't going to take communion until they were baptized. And I remember them sitting there, me and just leaning, almost sitting on my lap, watching me take that little cracker and drink that little cup, wishing they could, wondering what it tasted like, and me feeling staunch that this is something you'll do someday, but you're not included yet. That's what I believed. That changed for me. And East County was when it changed, because we came here and Shelley and her influence about children. And then I had Marcus. Marcus is our nephew that came to live with us when he was 2. We raised him. So when we came here, I was kind of an old mother. I had a child that was 6 years old. Hard to believe. He's 26 now. That he was 6 years old. And I don't remember the service, but there was a time when Shelley invited all to partake. And I saw children, and of course he wanted to, and I was in conflict. That didn't fit my view of communion, but I allowed him to. And since then, my grandchildren have taken, in fact, they were told, you can do that at Nanny and Papa's church, but you can't do that at ours. Which is kind of sad, isn't it? But they loved that, and they also felt like they were included. Again, broadening what this is. What's God doing here with us? So going from me and God to me and you to really everybody, no matter what, no matter who, no matter when. I want to share a song that now my reflections reflect better. This song that Carrie Newcomer, and I think we've shared this before. I'm not going to play the song and I'm not going to sing it, but I will read it to you. It's about Betty's Diner, this woman who works at this diner, and her name's Miranda. And she talks about the regulars and the refugees that come in during the night, and she serves them. And in the chorus, it says, here we are, all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race, despair and hope sit face to face as we come in from the cold. Let her fill your cup with something kind, eggs and toast like bread and wine. She's heard it all, but she don't mind. And then there's this stanza that's eerie to me, but always captures me. You never know who'll be your witness. You never know who grants forgiveness. Look to heaven or sit with us. So as you'll see on your table, there's bread and there's grape juice. If you could pull a piece and pass along. And my favorite scripture that was always read, or typically read for communion, I want to revisit. And the reason I love it so much is I love history and I love the way it's written, because it brings me back to that first supper. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So as we remember the beginning of East County to now, we look back on that first supper and what we're doing and why we're doing it. The body and blood of Christ given for you.
Hi, East County. Greetings from Denmark. We are so sad to be missing the 50th anniversary celebration, and we're thinking about you guys a lot all the time, but especially right now, and hope that you're enjoying those festivities together. We were talking about just what we miss about you and how much you've meant to us as a community, and I just appreciate how you've been our community for my whole life and Charlie's whole life and Jordy's whole life and the better part of Boone's life.
The better part of my life.
And so we just appreciate that so much. Charlie, what is your favorite thing about East County? What's your favorite thing to do?
Junior worship.
Junior worship is Charlie's favorite.
Also part. Communion, because it's tasty.
Jordy, what about you?
I really like retreat. And all the fun things we can do at retreat. That's always fun.
We were sad to miss retreat this year, especially after missing it for the last few years altogether. To recap, East County for 20 years has been my family, you know. I came to be part of her family, and I inherited this much larger family, and it was really incredible. While we were there with you for 20 years, I hope it continues to be awesome in the way that it can be when we are away and when we're able to come visit again. The connections, the love, the care that we have for each other as an East County community, the things we share on dark, you know, covered porches with fire pits late at night and at Camp Eagle Fern and, you know, working around the grounds there on that property on Stark Street between Gresham and Troutdale that we all know and love so much. It's those times together We will hold on to them dearly, and we miss you, and happy 50th anniversary, East County. We wish we could be there with you. And until next time, go in peace.
I love you.
Journey Bye. Together Bye. In grace.
Bye. Love you.
Shalom.
Is it on? It is. It is. Well, my name is Lori Oss, and I came as a freshman at Columbia Christian College. I had such incredible instructors there at Columbia. East County was brand new, and they said, you need to come and be a part of that, Lori. You'll grow. And they knew I was just a child. But man, did we grow. A van would pick us up at Hartzog Hall and take us all out here. Hartzog Hall. I haven't said that word in a long time. And just even in the van on the way out, we would have such good conversation. And what I learned is, you know, you have this bit of knowledge, but what if you shift your lens just a little bit and it looks a little bit better? And it takes a little effort. And so many of you are the reason I started teaching right away, hit the ground running. And then that was 1974. In 1977, Wayne started coming and we got married. And we were part of this amazing group that we're all the same age. We all got married about the same time. Actually, I think we were the youngest. But, you know, when we got married, we were like two huge forces just going, bam, you know, because we were both set in our ways and stubborn. We were sitting in a Bible class and we were fighting like nobody's business. And one of the older couples leaned back and said, oh, look at the lovebirds. Yeah, and Wayne and I were like, you touch me, you die. So we were in this group of 10 couples, the Beasleys, Bodermans, Chambers, Coburns, Coles, Metcalfs, Pierce, Pools, and Yorks. And we got together every Friday night, and we had a meal, and we studied, and we did that for years until we had too many kids, and it became impossible. So East County was a part of our lives for about 14 years, and we miss it dearly. Thank you for carrying that on. Thank you for making us what we are.
And one last memory, reflection, a word from Shannon Amburn that he sent in. But before I do that, let me ask you this. If you were to think of one sentence that encapsulates for you what East County is, what East County means, what might that sentence be? You don't have to say it out loud or even whisper to your neighbor, but just think for a moment. If you were to sum up East County in one sentence, just what might that be? Here's the one sentence Shannon Amburn sent. Shannon writes, I don't want to do a video, but would like to say for the 50th these words. When East County is gathered, it is the largest group of humans on earth that truly knows me, loves me, and cares about what happens to me. And that matters. Amen. So I hope today, whether you placed membership in 1972, Keith and Marty, or you placed membership last Sunday, Williams family, Murphy family, I hope that this can be the place for you, where you are known, where you are loved, and where you are cared for like family. Amen.
Good morning. This has been so good. If you have not had a chance, make sure that you pick up. There's programs on the table out in the lobby that have basically the text that Dan read through this morning during the slideshow. So make sure that you grab one of those. And then additionally, we have our regular journey, which was sent out an email yesterday that just kind of has the updates for the week. So just to highlight a few, we have two anniversaries this week. Tomorrow is Lewis and Alpha's anniversary. And then on the 12th is Steve and Gina Cortan's anniversary. And then three birthdays on the 11th, the lovely Amy Fennell. On the 13th, the lovely Debbie Curtis. And on the 14th, the lovely Brian Rusher. So make sure you grab a copy of that. There's information about MidReach this week and some stuff for the kids. Thank yous from TOK and from Hall School for some of the things that have been going on there, as well as our regular prayer concern lists as you go throughout your week to keep those folks in mind as you pray.
I think it's a tradition that we stand to receive the benediction. So if you'll stand. And I want to begin these words of blessing with words of thanksgiving. One who called us to a journey of grace here, thank you, gifting God, for the gift of this church. Thank you for the many gifted ones who have generously given of themselves, their words, their labor, their presence to your story that we call the East County Church. Thank you for the singers, the poets, the words, the prayers that have been spoken in this place for 50 years. Thank you for the years of caring for and nurturing this place, this property, and especially this people. Thank you for the patience, the forgiveness, the endurance required to maintain our common life. As we remember and celebrate, we ask these blessings from you. May our eyes be open to the enduring beauty, goodness, and truth of this people. May we see the gifts of years, the years have brought, given by your grace. May the long goodness of our story, which is full of its own twists and turns, be a cause of rejoicing in your faithfulness and the faithfulness of this community. Out of turbulence, you can create beautiful things. You have created this beautiful community. May our wounds, both those carried to this place and those experienced here, find a place that offers convalescence and healing. May the life-giving presence of East County continue to extend its impact upon those who come. And may your joy for what has been, what is now, and what will be in our future continue to be our guiding star. Amen.
Go ahead and stay standing as we sing our last song. And then it'll be time to eat.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace, and give you peace. The Lord make his face to shine upon you
and be
gracious
unto you.
And be
so now it's potluck time. If you just give us a couple of minutes to get things set out on tables and get things arranged over here. And then once that is ready, Chris Metcalf is going to give us a prayer, and then we will be ready to eat.